In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, welcome, friends. It's good to be together for a new episode of Common Prayer on this Thursday. I am Kathy B., and I'll be guiding you today in our time of scripture reading, reflection, and prayer. I hope you've been having a good week and that you're enjoying our beautiful fall weather. And as I'm recording this episode, it's a cool, crisp, and blustery day outside. And there's a crackling fire that's keeping me warm inside. I just love fall and hope you do too. Doesn't it just hardly seem possible that we're inching closer to Thanksgiving? But we are. And Thanksgiving is going to be part of our focus today. But first, I want to invite you to get comfortable in your chair, or if you're walking, to pay attention to your cadence. And let's invite the Holy Spirit to quiet our hearts and our minds and turn our hearts to Him so that we can hear His still small voice in the midst of a chaotic world. Let's take about a minute now to settle, to get comfortable, take a few deep breaths, and ask the Lord to tune our hearts to Him. Our scripture reading today is from Psalm 34, verses 1 through 7. I will praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak His praises. I will boast only in the Lord. Let all who are helpless take heart. Come, let us tell of the Lord's greatness. Let us exalt His name together. I prayed to the Lord and He answered me. He freed me from all my fears. Those who look to Him for help will be radiant with joy. No shadow of shame will darken their faces. In my desperation, I prayed, and the Lord listened. He saved me from all my troubles. For the angel of the Lord is a guard. He surrounds and defends all who fear Him. This is a real favorite psalm of mine, and I've learned through studying this lately that David, the writer, most likely wrote this particular psalm at one of the lowest points in his life. He was alone. He had been separated from his best friend, Jonathan, and he was being chased by Saul, King Saul, and his crazy paid assassins. David had to run and hide in a cave, and yet, we can kind of hear in this psalm the beautiful sounds of praise echoing everywhere. And I think this can be a lesson for all of us. In this psalm, we're invited to praise our way out of, or at least above, our difficulties and into His presence. And I was thinking, you guys, that praising God doesn't mean, it really does not mean that we put our heads in the sand or that we disengage from the world and just act like everything's going great. But praise is acknowledging that God is our only hope in the midst of whatever is going on. And it is about recognizing that He is still worthy of our praise. And I don't know about you, but I really need this word right now. I read something great by Richard Rohr, and it says this: Christian hope or Christian praise is different from optimism. Optimism is a natural virtue and a wonderful gift of temperament when things are going well, when we think tomorrow is going to be better than today. But Christian hope has nothing to do with the belief that tomorrow is necessarily going to be better than today. What matters is that Christ is present, and that is enough reason for a foundational happiness, even if all else is falling apart. And with that thought lingering in our minds, I would love for us to move into our time of reflection and prayer now, where I'll ask you just a few questions to think about and just to hold before the Lord. So before we do that, just feel free to take another couple of deep cleansing breaths and just open your heart and sit in a posture of openness before the Lord the best you can with His help. This is a psalm, Psalm 34, that invites us to steer and to move the focus of our days to praising God. And I was thinking that the opposite of praise is complaining or being critical. And just for your consideration, what do you think you do more of with God? Do you praise Him more? Or do you complain and criticize more? And I'm wondering, is there something or a few things that you can just pause and praise God for right now? Praise Him for what He's like, and praise Him for what He's done. Take a few moments to do that right now. And I love how this psalm talks about boasting in the Lord. What have you been boasting in lately? Or what have you been boasting about lately? Does it have to do with what you have done and what efforts you've been taking in your life? Have you been boasting in your circumstances going smoothly? Maybe you've even been boasting about your candidate winning during this election season. Or maybe you've been boasting about the one that should have won, in your estimation. What are you boasting about? What could you be boasting in the Lord about? And then we read that God frees us from our fears when we bring them to Him. What are the fears that you're facing right now? Identify one or two of them and bring them to Him. What are you fearing about today, about the future? And let me just remind you that you might not escape them completely, but God promises that He will be with you in them. And then verse 5 says, those who look to Him, to the Lord for help, will be radiant with joy. No shadow of shame will darken their faces. No shadow of shame will darken their faces. I love author Brené Brown's definition of shame. She defines it as the intensely painful feeling or experience of believing that we are flawed and therefore unworthy of love and belonging. In other words, something we've experienced or done or failed to do makes us feel unworthy of connection. And shame is different from guilt. Guilt is the feeling that you've done something wrong or bad, but shame is the feeling that you are bad. And with the Lord, friends, and with our trust in Him, He promises that we can be radiant with joy. God never, never brings shame on us. That comes from the pit, from Satan himself, the accuser. It always comes from him, never the Lord. And because of the Lord, you are always worthy of love, connection, and belonging because of what He has accomplished for you in Christ. You belong to Him. Would you reflect on that for just a few moments? And in the name of Jesus, hush any accusations from the pit that might lend itself to shame. Talk to the Lord. Our closing prayer I'm taking from Psalm 5, verse 11. Heavenly Father, may each one who is listening today, may each one of us take refuge in You and rejoice because of who You are and who You say we are. Let us sing joyful praises to You forever. And may You, Lord Jesus, spread Your protection over each one of us, that all who love Your name may be filled with joy. Amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.